I wanted to ask you how the pandemic has affected your guys' fundraising effort for the Fraser Health Foundation.
We kind of changed how we've been doing things. We normally host a number of events like a gala, and we host Christmas breakfasts and everything. So we've been a little bit more creative, and we have done some online fundraising and virtual events. So we're still trying to host some different types of activities, but we're being creative in doing so because we need to, you know, work and abide by the guidelines of Dr. Bonnie Henry. But the community has been very supportive of the foundation, and then also our hospitals, and supporting us in different ways and looking after the employees working within the hospital. And then also us trying to secure different types of equipment that we don't normally secure. So for one thing, when the pandemic started, we actually ended up obtaining a number of iPads so we could actually give them to the nurses and the staff so they could actually sit with the patients, so patients could connect with their families because they couldn't come into the hospital to visit.
How many hospitals do you guys generally fundraise for?
Yeah, so we're a bit of a unique foundation. Most foundations only fundraise for one hospital. We cover the Fraser Valley East area, so we actually cover four communities. We cover the Abbotsford Regional Hospital, Mission Memorial Hospital, Chilliwack General Hospital, and then Fraser Canyon Hospital out in Hope. And we actually even support residential care, home health, and public health. So we have a large scope within the Fraser Valley of the things that we do support. Sometimes we're out driving around supporting the different hospitals within our communities.
For people that haven't heard about your foundation, can you give an overview of what you guys are responsible for? What do you guys actually do on a day-to-day basis?
Our main goal is to raise funds to purchase much-needed equipment for our local hospitals. So in Abbotsford right now, we are raising funds to purchase much-needed equipment for the emergency department as they're right now doing a renovation to expand the emergency department area. So we have a list of equipment that we're actually raising money for that we can help buy that equipment. So when the facility opens, new equipment will go into it. In Mission, we are working on fundraising a CT scanner feasibility study to see if we can get a CT scanner out into the Mission community. In Chilliwack, we're fundraising for a fluoroscopic machine. And in Hope, we're also fundraising for some stretcher beds for the emergency department. So our main focus is to raise funds to purchase much needed equipment to help support the staff that work in each of our hospitals. And you kind of can think like, oh, it's just equipment, but new equipment to a hospital employee is like candy in a store. It gets really exciting for them. So they get excited by the equipment.
I know there's reports up on your website, but generally, what are your goals to bring in every year?
So we bring in about $3 million a year to support between the four different hospitals. So our goal is to kind of get ourselves to be raising $5 million a year to support the four hospitals.
We have a large South Asian population in the Fraser Valley region, as you know. Surrey Memorial does wonderful work with them. Has the Fraser Valley Health Foundation done similar work?
We've been becoming more and more engaged with every member of our community. That community has been very generous during the pandemic. We've had Gion Suites and Patna Suites. They've come by and they have fed, I think, almost every hospital staff member for a month over the time. So they've been quite generous. And then we are working with a few of the different groups to look at supporting some of the equipment within the emergency department and also within our medical imaging department as well, too. We're trying to share more with all of the communities within the Fraser Valley and connect, you know, stronger relationships.
How many staff members does your organization have?
So right now there's six of us that work here in the office. So we have two up in Mission, two here in Abbotsford, two in the home health, and then we also have somebody out in Chilliwack as well, too.
I'm curious about the Abbotsford ER expansion. Can you tell us a little bit about what would happen if you didn't get enough money for something like this?
You know, dollars are important to purchase much needed equipment. And if we don't get the dollars, then it takes longer for us to kind of help obtain the equipment. And we just kind of bridge the gap between government funding. So sometimes, you know, we're waiting for budgets and everything to kind of move forward. And so when we have a donor come forward, we can sometimes just help get that piece of equipment a little bit sooner into the space so it can be used.
How often does it happen that you don't meet your fundraising targets?
So far, we've been really blessed and we have met our targets and we have been able to purchase much of the equipment, but there is so much equipment that needs to be purchased. Even though we've set targets, it's hard to kind of be like, we can't fund that right now, which is hard because it's so important and needed.
I can imagine from your perspective, ideally, organizations like you wouldn't have to exist, right? Like all of the equipment would just be there, be covered, and be updated. Can you speak to your opinion and perspective on that as someone in your line of work?
Lots of people like to say, you know, hospital equipment or hospital facilities are funded by the government. They do cover equipment and everything. We kind of help with the enhancements and we provide, you know, a little bit of extra care and different things. And so, you know, iPads are not something that's critical on the list, but it's something that we could bring in and it helps make someone stay within the hospital a little bit more comfortable. And it helps kind of reduce the patient's stress a little bit that they can connect with their family members. So the things that we do or help bring in the equipment, we help provide a more comfortable environment for, you know, healthcare workers and for patients so they can just focus on making sure that everyone is getting better so they can return home to their loved ones.
And what do you think that the provincial or federal government could do better to support the hospital healthcare system right now?
We work really strongly in partnership with them. So, you know, we look at all the different needs that they have and what they want to be purchasing for their hospitals. And the list is very quite large. So, you know, things that maybe are delayed for a year or two, there are things that we can look at to kind of help with moving those projects forward a little bit to bring them into the hospital to support them.
Can you kind of talk us through like how you use that money that you spend in a year?
The majority of our budget goes to purchasing equipment. I think last year we spent over $2 million in equipment between programs and education. And then with all organization, wages are kind of the higher end of an expense, but we need our staff to help raise the funds and put the events together so we can raise funds to help purchase the much needed equipment. We're very lean here. We try to make the best use of the dollars that we have and make sure that they go back to purchasing equipment or programs to support the hospitals.